amount of teaching, great music, things that'll really help you. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Here we go. All right, there we are, station ID that we do at the top of each hour. And you're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with Betty and her daughter Megan up in Indiana, part of our radio team here at Beacon of Hope. Megan, your mom is right on here about this. Talk to us what you were feeling as we were doing that song a moment ago.
Well, I love that song. We sang that when you were up here for the revival, and yes. I had to put it on speakerphone, and I was walking through my house, and I loved the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It always makes me, it makes me weepy. It makes me cry. It makes me look like I have something wrong with me. Because I'll just be sitting and I'll just start crying. And that was me on the way home from church this morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a presence that I always want to be in if I can. I want to be in as much as I can because it makes me be who I am with the Lord. It makes me a stronger person. It makes me more fluent. I feel like I'm able to speak more clearly when I'm, you know, in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
And oh yeah.
I want the light to shine through me and my family. And it's when you're that way and you see other people like that, you're drawn to them. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm here.
I don't have anybody else in the studio with me, and I ran in to turn the air conditioning on. I thought you would go on talking, Megan. So it was so hot.
Shut up.
It was so hot in here. I just got, I'm going to run in there and turn the air on. Wow. There's a lot of quiet air there for a moment. But you know what? You're right. We have to have a knowledge that we need the presence of God in our lives. We need the Holy Spirit to be working in us. It's not that we can just go it alone. We can't just go it alone. You know, when we do, we mess it up. You know, it's a good thing Elisha went on that trip with these guys, right?
Yeah, amen.
And it's a good thing that God goes with us no matter what we're doing. It's wonderful that he does. In 2 Kings chapter 6, when this man is using his axe, the axe head falls into the river. The man panics, yells, "Oh no, this is horrible. I borrowed that axe." Now, the axe is symbolic of the sharp edge of the anointing. Now, some of you understand what I just said, and some of you don't. The anointing is the presence of God. You know when you have it on your life, you know when you feel his presence very strong in your life, and you know when it's not there. Talk to me about that, Betty. And I promise I'm not running out of the room anymore.
Okay.
Next time, you guys just keep talking if I've disappeared for a second.
We don't have a problem with talking, do we?
No, you don't. That's why I wasn't worried about it. And then it just went dead silent, you know?
I thought something happened to my phone.
No.
I did too, and I'm sitting there going, what happened?
No, it's just me turning on the air. It's already better. Okay, go ahead, Betty.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you that it's 56 degrees in here, but the temperature in here right now is almost 80 degrees.
How come?
And it's because of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
He comes.
Yes.
He's a gentle. He's so gentle. He's so loving.
Yes.
He is just like he comes in and he picks you up, and I'm a lot to pick up. And he picks you up and he holds you, and he says, it's all going to be okay. I'm here now. And you know that he's here now because you can feel his presence, and that's the that's just the way he is, because God does something, he does it, I mean, it's perfect.
Yes.
So when the Holy Spirit, he sent it for us.
Yes.
He sent it for it to be a blessing to us.
Amen.
To give us hope, to give us to let us know that he's coming back again.
Amen.
And that's the hope that that we cling to, the hope of seeing, what a day that will be when my Jesus myself sees.
Yes, amen.
And that's the peace. That's the peace of knowing that Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Jesus is so present in our lives, and we ask him in. And we don't ask him in just every other day or once a week or twice a month or once a year. Is we want that presence to be with us all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just, it's just so relaxing. And sometimes when you need that extra oomph, he will come upon you. And there's sometimes, whether it be through song or through prayer, praising, or even someone praying for you, that Holy Spirit just consumes you. And when I say that, I say that with loving kindness, that he will take over you, and he will erase the hurt. He will erase the anger. He will break the chains of bondage.
Yes.
And it's something that you long for. You desire it. Because it's just like when you were up here in October, is the presence of Almighty God filled that.
Yes.
Filled that hall, and I didn't want to leave.
No.
I mean,
no.
It was hard to say, okay, God, now I've got animals to take care of when I get home, but you forgot about the animals because the Spirit was there, and you said, okay, I just want to sit here, and I just want to take it all in.
Oh,
you know
absolutely.
What I'm trying to say? Y'all know what I'm trying to
yes,
say.
Yes, we do. And what this axe head falling into the water is symbolic of those times where we have just lost that very thing that you were just talking about, that closeness to God, that time where we just know he's right there and he's going to answer our prayer. And there are times in our life where it feels like this, the sharp edge of his presence has left us, that it flew away from us and we don't know where it went. And that is what this axe head is symbolic of, those times where it just seems like we can't get in touch with God. Now, interestingly enough, what happened is that Elisha said, where did it sink? And here's the question to all of us. When we feel like we've lost that oomph in the Holy Spirit, that power, that edge, that anointing that breaks the yoke, when we feel like we're not close to God like we once were, when we feel like he's gone somewhere, maybe he's over Paris or somewhere else, but he's certainly not near me. When you feel that way, we need to ask the question, when did I lose it? Where? What was going on? And we discussed this at Bible study last Wednesday night. And it was brought up that a lot of times where it leaves and when it leaves is when we are disobedient to the plan that God has for us. Or when we are just not spending time in our Bible, not reading, not praising God. We just have gone on a spiritual vacation. And a lot of times that's where it has gone. That sharp edge of the anointing is because we are the ones. In James 4, 7 and 8, it says, submit to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you, right? And draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The obligation is for us to draw near to him to find that sharp edge of the anointing again. Elisha, what he did here is when the young man showed him the place where he thinks that the axe head went in the water, what Elisha did was to cut off a branch. And this is very significant. We're going to talk about it in a minute. He tossed it in the water at that spot. The axe head floated up. And he said, grab it. The young man reached out and took it. Free will, we take back that anointing, that strong presence of God. We desire it so much that when we realize that we've become lukewarm, like it says in Revelation, Jesus said, I hate it when people are lukewarm. I want them to be either hot or cold. And when we realize we're lukewarm and that, and we know where it is that we lost that, sometimes we have to say, God, forgive me for that attitude. I was hateful. I was mean. I was resentful, or whatever the case may be. I was holding unforgiveness, whatever it is. And God says, oh, okay, sure I do. And then suddenly that axe head, the sharp head of the anointing, floats right back up. Megan, talk to me about all this. I know this has got a lot of layered meaning here, but it's very important in Scripture.
Yeah, it's very in-depth.
Yes.
You know, it's very easy to lose it. Very, very
yes.
easy, because, you know, it just takes us just glancing away or making a decision and not saying, okay, Lord, you know, your will be done.
Right.
But it's just that easy to get it back.
That's
just
right.
Like the significance of the Scripture showing
right.
that, okay, where was it? Okay, I'm going to throw this log in, and then out, you know, here it floats right up to the top of the surface. It's back.
Yes.
It can come back that quickly, because
yes.
all it takes, it's just that one simple action of saying, okay, Lord, I'm back. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm ready to start over.
Right.
And it's back.
There
I mean,
it is.
It's not like he had that far to come, because he's standing right beside you. So it just takes us acknowledging that, okay, Lord, I'm back. I'm ready. Please forgive me.
Woo, right on. Come, Holy Spirit. Back with Betty and Megan in a moment. Listen to this song and let it bless you.
Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with your warm embrace. Show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Holy Spirit, my heart is longing just to hear from you. My soul is waiting to know someone who can take us higher, help us make it through. So will you please come and set us free?
Praise God. Ooh, God, that's what our prayer is today. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Come and fill my heart. Come bring me back that sharp edge of your presence in my life so that I know that you're right here with me through everything I go through. And when there's times that I feel that I've lost that closeness, Lord, remind me that it's my obligation to draw close to you, and you will draw close to me. Talk to us, Betty. Praise God.
Oh, yes, praise God. If I may, with your permission.
Of course.
As we were deeply into worshiping the Lord brought me to Ecclesiastes 10:10. I've not read this before. Remember, this is for someone out there. The duller the axe, the harder the work.
Use
your head. The more brain, the less muscle. Woo! And
yeah, that's good.
As I'm sitting here, I'm looking at my grandson's baseball T-shirt, and it has a baseball bat on it. But I can see that gentleman with the axe handle. That if Elijah had not put that branch over the water and brought that iron head, you have to realize how hard that iron head is, how hard an axe head is. Is that, I think, and I'm relating this to myself. I never try to relate it to anyone else, but maybe someone else can relate to it. Is that if he didn't have that axe head, think how hard it would be to try to cut down a tree.
Well, you couldn't do it, really.
I mean, you're just beating that tree to death.
With a handle.
With a handle. Well, that's what sometimes, and you guys may not agree with me on this, but I think sometimes that we beat things way too hard. And if we'd only say, okay, Lord, you are the vine, I'm the branch. I want you to help me to be, return me to the joy of my salvation. Help me not to use so much of my muscle, but help me to use the prayer that you give me for whatever, a job, finances, a relationship, whatever, and help me to be as sharp as I can be, because you're the one that sharpens me. He is the one that gives us the ability and the muscle through the power of his word and the power of praise. Be that strong axe handle, to be as sharp as we can be, to have the enthusiasm, the joy, the ability to motivate through whatever the enemy throws at us. And we have to be as sharp as an axe head, as a rasp for a horse's hoof. It takes time to, and in Jesus's timing, it's a lot better than ours. And I'm just overcome by the Holy Spirit right now, because he's doing a work in me right now that I needed months ago.
Praise God. Praise God.
And here comes another confession, is that I've went through the motion. I've sang, I've prayed, I've talked, I've given some advice, I've done everything that I thought I could do, and through that, through this Second Kings, through Ecclesiastes, through the songs that you prayed today, is that I have some repenting to do, because I want to be all God wants me to be. I don't want to be a pretender. I want to be true. I want to be alive again inside. And again, as Megan said 2 weeks ago, it's time. It's time to lay our burdens at the cross. It's time to be as sharp as the axe.
Oh, yes.
The axe head that God wants us to be. And that'll preach.
It will. It's exactly right. And we're going to John 15, verse 1, and then we're going to get with you, Megan. Jesus said, I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. And Betty, that's what he's doing. He's the Father is the farmer. Jesus is the vine that connects us to the Father and connects us to the branch. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes. We're branches. It's very interesting that Elisha picked up a branch and threw it in the water, and the axe head came up to that branch. Why? Because the branch is us, humanity. And as we step out and want that sharp axe head of the anointing, the presence of God, it will come to us if that is our desire. So, Betty, it will come to you, and it is coming to you right now during the show. It is the Holy Spirit is sharpening that anointing in you. Every branch that is grape bearing, he prunes back. That's what's been going on, so that it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. And Jesus said, live in me, make your home in me as I do in you. Talk to us, Megan. That's it right there. Live in
Praise
me
God.
And make your home in me. Talk to me.
Mama, you're being ministered to on the radio.
Praise God.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I get fired up. I mean, we all do.
Yeah.
Is that the axe head will not work without the handle.
Right.
So they have to be partnered together.
Right.
Because without it, how are you going to cut anything down? How are you going to solve anything? How are they going to complete their task that they needed to complete?
Amen.
Without using that axe head.
You got to have
partnered
it.
Partnered with that handle. It wouldn't work.
So you're exactly right. And so with that said, we just absolutely have to play this song. Make it your prayer right now.
Holy Spirit, move in your people. Trust Jesus, his glory.
Spirit, God Almighty, that is our desire. That is the desire of your people, Lord. We want you to come and do a new thing in our hearts this day. Lord, we want that fresh anointing to so permeate us that we are not the same as we have always been, that even beginning this moment we can say, Holy Spirit, come and do a fresh new work in me. I want to feel your presence in a fresh new way. I want to know that you hear me. I want to draw close to you, and when I do, I know you will draw close to me. God, I want to give you my burdens. I want to give you my cares, my disappointments, my hurts, my frustrations. I lay them at your feet right now, Holy God, because I know that you can take them and make something beautiful out of all that pain and suffering. And so, Lord, for those out there that are suffering in some mighty way this moment, and there are so many worldwide, Lord, you know who they are. Let them find the show. Let them find these words of encouragement. Let them find this music that will bless them and draw them into your presence. And let them realize that even if that sharp edge of your anointing and your presence has been lost for a season, that it can be restored. Because you are the God of restoration and healing. And you care about every detail of our lives. And if we have been in pain, emotionally, physically, or whatever area, mentally, Lord, you are able, by your great power, to restore us and cause us to be more than we've ever been before, and cause us to have a fresh, new awareness of your presence in our lives. Lord, we want that sharp edge of that axe, that anointing, to be so sharp in our lives that we're in tune with your voice, that we're in tune with your plans and your desires for us. That's what we want, Lord. That's what I want. And so I declare that over our audience, Lord. Let it not just be with Betty, Megan, and me today, but let it be for everyone that listens to this show now or later in the future, that they will desire for you to become more alive in them than ever before. Stronger, better, more aware of your presence, Lord. That is our desire. In Jesus' name. Wow, this we pray. Hey, Betty.
Oh, just praying in the spirit.
Yeah.
I think that God has something mighty that he wants to do in you and Megan, myself, and many of the listeners out there today.
Amen. I agree.
Is that there's a time for weeping, but there's a time for joy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's time that some of our listeners, that sackcloth is coming off.
Uh-huh, yes.
And that there is going to be a mighty move of God's Spirit within these next few days.
Yes.
Months and weeks to come.
Yes.
That,
so be it.
If we gave our eye, our spiritual eye and our spiritual ears open to what God wants for us, he will do it. But it takes determination, and it takes gut fortitude to overcome what the enemy has done to a lot of God's people.
That's exactly right.
And it's time. It's time to tear open the shroud. It's time that God's Spirit shines through you. It's time to let God do a mighty work in you that you have been running from for months.
Yes.
It's time, my brother, my sister, my child, says the Lord.
Yes.
That you come back to me.
Yes.
And let me restore to you the joy of your salvation.
Amen.
The financial blessing that I can bless you with. the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful gift of fellowship.
Amen.
It's so important in these last days.
Yes.
Because when Jesus comes, I want my family with me.
Oh, amen.
And the Lord wants as many people with.
Yes.
Come to Him as possible, and it's time.
Right.
It's time to get out the old, the Word of God. Get your axe head sharpened up.
Yes.
Because God wants to use a lot of people out there, and it's time for restoration. It's time for us to get fully equipped, and that means sharpening that axe head, because there's a lot of work to do.
That's exactly right. And the way that happens is right here in John 15, verse 4. I love the Message Bible because it says it so plainly, and it says, live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you're joined with me. You got to develop your relationship with God. It's got to be priority in your life that you spend time talking to Him and praising Him and worshiping Him and asking Him, what's the next step, Lord? What do you got planned for today? What's up today, Lord? I've been getting in a habit of doing that in the morning, first thing when I wake up. Lord, what you got planned for today? I can't wait to see what we're going to do together. Megan, talk to us.
Amen. You know, that is, we miss her friendships with people here on earth so well, you know, with our besties or whatever. And it's like, you know, why don't we give the Lord that time of day? Why don't
right.
we give Him
right.
that much attention? Because if we did, imagine how sharp our axe head would be.
Right.
Because, you know, we're getting that first thing. As soon as we open our eyes, Lord, thank you for waking me up today.
Yes.
What have we got going on? What are we doing today? you'll be surprised when you do that how different your day goes, because you're going to have joy and you're going
right.
to have peace. And, you know, it's having a relationship with Him like that is, There's no comparison. Nobody
right.
can ever come close to how the presence of the Lord on your life can change you and impact those around you.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's vital to existence.
Yeah.
Vital.
Well, it just reminded me when you said that, because of my beautiful little twin tornadoes, Aaliyah and Briley. And they stayed all night with me on New Year's Eve, and that was a trip. But anyway, first thing, you know, when they wake up the next morning is, okay, Nana, what we doing? What we doing? Well, we're going to get some breakfast. We're going to get up. We're going to, you know, what we doing, Nana? What we doing? And you know what? That's the kind of excitement and attitude we should have when we wake up in the morning. What are we doing today? God, what you got planned? I can't wait to see what's in store today. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, you know, I laugh at what A and B said, but, you know, we should let the joy, and I know this is not very good grammar, but, you know, the joy that some people feel on Friday, well, you know, that it's the weekend.
Right.
And that's the kind of joy
yeah.
that we should have.
Right.
7 days a week, 365
yeah.
days a year.
Yes.
Because we should have the childlike enthusiasm that A and B have to wake up in the morning and go, okay, Nana, what are we going to do today?
And, right.
And you are, I mean, it's so right on. I mean, it's so plain. It's like, I mean, even if God printed it in 120-point font and said, this is the day that I have made.
Right.
You will rejoice and be glad in
yes,
it.
Yes, amen.
And that's the kind of joy that we need to wake up to every day.
Right.
And you know, when you're reading in John, it says, you know, if we separate ourselves from God,
yeah.
Pastor Marcia, Megan,
yeah.
You can't produce a thing.
We can't.
And,
no.
And if you separate from me, it's dead wood gathered up and thrown
mm-hmm.
on the bonfire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why if you feel like you're dry, come back to the living
Woo!
Water.
Yeah.
you know, it's that kind of refreshing that sharpens us, that keeps
yes.
us active.
Yes.
That, you know, we don't put ourselves up on blocks and dry up and just blow away. That's not what God wants. God wants us to keep, he keeps us alive by his word, by praising him, by reading his word.
Amen.
It means so much to him. Even if you haven't spoken a word to him in months, years, is Jesus.
Start
I'm
now.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm back.
I'm
do
back.
Not want to be separated from
right.
you. I don't want to be dry. I don't want to have dry bones. I don't want to have a dry heart.
Right.
I don't want to have a mean heart. I don't want to have a mean thing within me. And it's time. I think it's time, Pastor Marcia and Megan, that we take the time to give God the time that he's given us. And
I totally
it's
agree.
It's so important. It's so important.
You know, it's actually a call to get with it. Is what I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying to us right now. This series we've been doing since the beginning of January has been going on, and it's not quite over yet, and it's entitled Going the Distance, because there are so many times that we just give up in the race. We just sit down. We're tired. We just give up. We've been discouraged. We've been defeated. Something's happened and we've been disillusioned. Or we're just worn out physically and we don't take the personal rest that we need in order to stay fired up with the things of God. And God is saying to all of us, come on now, realize the journey is not over yet. Let's go the distance. Let's hang in there. Let's push through any discouragement, any defeat. Any time that you feel like God has let you down and you don't know where he is and what he's up to, push in, draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Talk to me, Megan. Whoa, praise God.
You know, it's hard during those silent times when you don't hear his voice.
Yes.
It's very, very hard. But that's where we draw close to the word, because that's where his words are. That's where we can hear his voice, but through the text. That's where we go to church and we hear his voice through the preacher speaking to us on Sunday morning or Wednesday
right.
night, whenever you go to church.
Right.
It's so vitally important to your spiritual existence that you gather, you praise, and you go.
Right.
And what I mean by that, by the go, is that you get out and you live as close, and you walk as closely with the Lord as you can, and you try to mirror Jesus. You try to be that who he is. Just that, even if you can get just a fourth of it. And that's something that today at church that I want more. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be able to continue to treat those that are unloving to me with the love of Christ, because Christ loves us all. It doesn't matter
exactly
what ordinary we are. He loves us all. And, you know, that's where, you know, if you feel like you're that ordinary person, which we all are, you can be extraordinary when you have the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life.
Right.
And you learn new things every day. And that's why we talk about it's fun to wake up and say, it'd be like a child. What are we doing today?
Yeah.
What exciting thing are we going to get
right.
into today? And, you know, what am I going to learn today? Because that's what kids do as soon as they get up. All they do all day is learn.
That's
what
right.
we need to do. We need to learn.
Amen.
About Jesus Christ. We need to learn about why we're here, why we're doing this walk.
Oh, right. You are exactly right. We were talking Wednesday night in our video on Facebook Live about the importance of working on these relationships in our life. I mentioned Wednesday night that I work on my relationship with my grandkids, etc., and my kids and friends, etc. And when people come to my house, one of the first things I say to them, probably in Spanish usually, is mi casa es su casa. My house is your house. Betty, Megan, you've been at my house, you've stayed, and the rule is you get your own peanut butter out of the cabinet. You get your, right? You make your own bagel, one for you, one for your mother, and one for me, right?
That's
how it works, correct? I mean, but when you hang out with people, you get to know them. And when the three of us hang out, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. We make up songs. It's pretty nuts.
Just blame the spirit in the car.
Yeah, crazy things happen. And we love it. But it's living relaxed is the point I'm trying to make, in the presence of those that we are comfortable with. And guys, God wants that same thing for you. He wants you to be so relaxed in his presence that he can tell you a joke, that he can tease with you, that he can say, yeah, that was cool. Yeah, what'd you do there? That was, let's try that again, God wants a relationship with you that is, it's relaxed and fun. That's what I'm trying to say, Betty. And like you and Megan and I have when we're all together a couple times a year, it's just plain fun, right?
Well, and I think that that's what we have something in common.
Right.
It's the love of Jesus
Christ,
the Holy Spirit that lives in us. And we're friends because of that.
Right,
and
right.
That friendship was reunited many years ago from a lack of for 20-some years.
Right.
So, the Lord brought us all back together.
Right.
And we picked up right where we left off.
Yeah.
And there's never been a dull moment since. We've cried together. We've prayed together.
Right.
We've sang together. We've
worked
together. And, God, in his word, he says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing.
Right.
He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father.
Amen.
He will do whatever you ask in my name. And that's what causes that close relationship between us. And then it's almost like the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father. That's the kind of friendship that he wants with us. He wants a loving, kind, open communication.
Yes, he
dialogue
does.
Dialogue with him, just like we're talking to each other right now. And it
absolutely.
All boils down to of saying, okay, God, you're my God.
Yes.
I'm your child.
Right.
And I don't have my mom and dad here on this earth anymore, but I do have a Heavenly Father that loves me more than they ever will.
Right.
And ever did. And that's the kind of relationship that God wants to have with you.
Absolutely.
Laughing, singing, doing whatever. It's fellowship.
Right.
It's a fellowship that no one can put, I can't put words to it, because it's heavenly. It's just like being lifted up off of the ground and being united with Jesus Christ himself, because through the Holy Spirit. And when we get into that mode, we get into that realm of thinking of, okay, God, I'm yours, you are mine, and I want
Amen.
More of you. I do. I want, do a mighty work in me. And I know when you said, when you started talking about going to Mexico, and you said, okay, God, what is it you want me to do?
Yes.
Where do you want me to go? Send me where you want me to
right.
go.
Yeah.
And he sent you, and I stayed here, and Megan and I prayed for you
right.
while you were in Puebla. But to sum it up, God loves you more than anyone that you'll ever know in your entire life.
Right, absolutely.
You say, oh, yeah, but so-and-so loves me. I understand that, but you have to remember that Jesus is your Heavenly Father.
Oh, amen.
There was no love greater. There is no love that can even come close to the love that he has for you.
Oh, yes.
And the reason why is that the Father sent his only Son to die for you.
Amen.
And just think how hard that would be, to send your only Son to die for you.
Amen.
And I that just resonates with me on a daily basis, and sometimes more than that. It's like, remember me. I sent my Son Jesus, and it's
Amen.
Like, I know, it brings me back to reality to think, thank you, God, for all that you do for me.
It does, and the fact that we can be partners with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Almighty God that moves mountains on our behalf, that we can be partners in this work that he's given us to do is just, well, it's just all inspiring, And God is saying, hey, wherever you lost that fire, that passion, you know what? That's okay. let it go. Go. Let's find out what happened there, and let's repent of that. If it's unforgiveness, if it's bitterness, if it whatever it is, let's go there and then go to that place, kneel in His presence, and just say, God, remove that pain from me, and I want a fresh start with You. I want to press on to everything You have for me. I want to become everything that You desire that I become. And that is what this show and this ministry is all about. And we got to play this song, and then I'm going to Megan and then Betty for some final thoughts here. Press on, because this is what this show is all about. Love this song. Been playing it a lot lately. These words just absolutely get to my heart.
When the valley is deep, when the mountain is deep, when the body is weary, when we stumble and fall, when the choices are
to us, Megan. Wow.
Oh, that song. You know, whatever situation the listeners are in right now that are listening, that they feel like there's no road open, there's no door open, there is. And the Lord holds the key. And this morning when we came home from church, my son got out of the car and said, "Mom, someone's knocking at our front door." And I just went to my back door while that song was playing, and I heard it. I heard it myself. And it's just a reminder to me and to those listening that the Lord's knocking on your door.
Amen.
The Lord wants to come in. You need to let him back in like never before. You need to keep your door open. You need to keep
Amen.
Your window open.
Yes.
Don't shut him out of your life anymore, because life can be perfected by his presence.
Amen.
And there is such a mighty, mighty move that he's wanting to do if you would just let him in.
Woo! Amen and amen. And sometimes it takes just real crying your eyes out before him and just saying, "God, I don't know where I missed it. I don't know where that axe head fell into the river. I'm not sure. You know, what happened to me? Why I lost the joy of my salvation?" But God is saying right now, people, it's time to rekindle that joy. Because so often life's hurts, pain, struggles, we have, you know, issues, we have job issues, we have family issues, marital issues. Sometimes somebody in our family is extremely ill, and we just seem to get more and more depressed, discouraged, and defeated. And God would say to every one of us today, though, look up and realize the joy of your salvation, that God has a plan in everything. When we have a problem, we should start praising God right then, because there is always a promise in God's word about your problem. And when we start claiming that and standing on that promise, we will see the provision. Problem, promise, provision. You know, I teach that a lot. And it's where we enjoy the presence of God so much when we're in a problem, because we know the provision's coming. Talk to us, Betty.
Oh, I'm glad you chose me second. It was 2 days ago, and I was driving home from work, and I had an overwhelming emotion of sadness. And, you know, I try so hard to listen to praise music and to get my praise on and read the word, but I still had this overwhelming sense of sadness. I almost had to pull over to the side of the road to regain my composure.
Mm-hmm.
And I called, I texted Megan, and I'm just trying to make a long story short. I called Megan, she's not sad. Asked Joe, he's not sad. So when I'm outside and I'm by myself, and that's when the Lord and I really have an open communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "God, I'm the one who's sad."
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, "You're becoming more glad than you've ever been before."
Praise God.
You're going to have more of me than what you can comprehend.
Praise God.
You're going to do more for me than you ever have.
Praise God.
And I'm not going to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And
I am. And I am.
Never say never, but you can.
Right.
So I was reading, I have a long story to tell you, but I was reading in my Jesus Calling book that says, "Delight yourself in me."
Yes.
"And let me become the desire of your heart."
Yes.
And I said, okay. I said, here you go. Now, this is Betty Lou talking. I said, okay, I'll make a deal with you. I will delight myself in you, and you will become the desire of my heart. That's what I want. That's what I want more than anything else, is for the people that are listening to this show, that if you have any reservations, if you have any unrepented sin that you need to repent of, give it over to God now. And I have 5 people, I will not mention their names, that came as I was talking just now. It's time to make it right. It's time to make it right with the Lord.
Yeah.
And I think that they will see glorious things happen in their life.
Yes.
Once we give up and let him become the desire of our heart.
Oh, amen. Woo, that's great. Fantastic. Megan, you got just a few seconds. We got to get out of here in just a minute, but share some final thoughts. Thank you, Betty. You're always a joy. We appreciate your wisdom. We appreciate your walk with the Lord and how you share so openly and candidly what God's doing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Betty Thomas. And Megan, talk to us.
Oh, just real quick, you know, whoever's listening or listens to this in the future, you know, tomorrow is a new day. And
yes,
it can be a new day in the Lord.
Right.
And when you wake up in the morning tomorrow, make that new declaration that, you know, Lord, today I am of a childlike heart. I'm of like a childlike spirit. I'm ready to learn. Forgive me for what I've done. This is a new day. I want to walk hand in hand with you.
Amen. That's what it's about. Thank you, Betty and Megan. And we encourage everyone to remember, set it on your, maybe put it on your alarm on your phone or something. Wednesday nights at 7:30 sharp. We come on Facebook Live now. And we're only on for about 13, 14 minutes, but it's powerful and hundreds of people are responding. And we thank God for every one of you. We encourage you, if you listen, to share the post with others. We are also doing hashtags. And 2 weeks ago, it was hashtag God of Miracles. And this past Wednesday night, it was hashtag always with you. So please remember that, write it down, go to those posts and watch the teaching of what God is doing. Wednesday night, 7:30, directly from our Bible study in Clearwater at Beacon of Hope that actually starts at 6. But we end the Bible study with this Facebook post of about 13, 14 minutes. So be sure and join us this Wednesday at 7:30. If you have a prayer request, send it to prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Betty or Pastor Jim or Shell will pick up your request and send it to our team. You can be a member of our team by also writing an email, prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you want to donate for the radio bills, that's fine. Go to our website, bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage to donations, and it'll open PayPal for you to do so. And you will receive a blessing as you give to the work of the Lord and the support of these radio shows. We actually do 3 shows a week. This one, Thursday night, life coaching show with me, my other name, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzoni. It's a life coaching counseling show. And I do a Spanish show every week. And that's on our radio station in Mexico, RadioLibre.soy, S-O-Y. And also on Starcom Radio Network every Saturday and Sunday. God bless you. It's not far to Jesus. This has been Pastor Marcia, Betty and Megan, bringing you the Word of God today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We hope you have a great week. We will be right here next Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern, right here. Tune in, tell some friends. It's not far to Jesus. No, it's not. God bless every single one of you.